to Focus on the Community on Memories 107.9 WAMW and worldwide, streaming at WAMWAMFM.com. Each week we focus on a topic important to the community, and we're sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank of Washington and Ligoti. I'm WAMW News Director Dave Foster. Today's Focus on the Community features audio from the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce's Meet the Candidate held this past Monday. We're going to play the speech portion of the event. 9 area candidates running for local and state office were on hand. The next voice you'll hear will be Daviess County Chamber of Commerce Director Samantha Bobbitt as she welcomed the crowd to Monday's event held at the Washington Eagles Lodge.
I welcome you to the first time that we've done this, to the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau meet and greet. We want to welcome all the candidates that are coming to let us know what they're about, and hopefully we can keep this lighthearted tonight and have a good time and get to know the candidates. We'll go ahead and proceed, and the first speaker is Gary Allison.
Hello. Most of you know me. I'm Gary Allison. I'm the Chief Deputy of the Daviess County Sheriff's Office. How I got to be Chief Deputy was, it started back in 1987 when I started as a jailer. And I did my job as a jailer, and I did my job when I was appointed as a dispatcher, and I got promoted to deputy in 1993. I did that job, and I did it well. I got promoted to detective. And then from detective, I got in there and I really felt like I was really making a difference when I was a detective. I loved that job. And then I got appointed to go to the Drug Enforcement Administration in Evansville as a task force officer. There I really felt like I made a difference. I loved that job. Okay. Then I was fortunate enough to be promoted to chief deputy, the position I'm currently in. And how I got there was, I did my job, all right? When I'm elected your sheriff, you can rest assured that I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to do it well. Being your sheriff is about being very active in the community, which I have always been. My staff and my people under me work hard day and night to keep this community safe. They will always do that, and we will continue to do that forever. The jail is the best ran it's ever been ran in its entire time, in the entire time that I've been there. We've got programs in there. We help people. When I started, we put people in jail. We were done with them. They got out. 3 months later, they came right back. Now they go into jail, and we've got 200 people in jail. Okay, we do. There's about 30, 35, 40 people in there trying to get better, and they do get better, and they don't come back. I've seen a lot of people that have never come back. So that always makes me very happy to see that happen when they don't come back, and most of them get out and work to make this a better place to live because they've been there and they've done that. My time as your sheriff will be continued to work on this drug problem that's in the community. I'm open to anything that anybody wants to do to make that better. I want to be your next sheriff because I've trained for it for the past 30 years. And I will do that job and do it well. Thanks.
And next speaker is Tony Dungeon.
First of all, thanks, Samantha. Thanks for the chamber. As she said, my name's Tony Dungeon. I live outside of Montgomery. My wife's Lisa, been married 34 years this summer. I have 3 grown children. Nicholas, who owns his own financial services company. Christian, who will graduate 4 weeks from Saturday from the Indiana University School of Medicine, start his residency. And my youngest is Ethan, who is a biology pre-med major at USI, following in Christian's footsteps. After college, I went to work for Rogers Group. I spent 15 years there, with the last 12 years doing financial analyst and the budgets. And obviously, with a budget of $28 million and an $8 million payroll in Daviess County, that's crucial. Then went into banking. and I've been on the corner of 3rd Main Street for the last 23 years. First 15 years, I managed the two branches at Washington and Odin for State Bank and Tegra Bank, and then the last 7 years for First Financial Bank out of Terre Haute, I have been a commercial and agricultural business development officer. I've been involved in many non-paying volunteer groups, Southwest Indiana Network for Education, many years ago the Chamber of Commerce, Parish Council, Davis County Economic Development, Montgomery Ruerton Club past president, as well as economic development for the last 12 years. We're really in an incredible place where everybody gets along between the council, the commissioners, and economic development. Without that, we wouldn't have 1,700 more jobs till the year since 2000. We wouldn't have increased taxes by $19 million since 2008 if it wouldn't be for the efforts of everybody working and get along. And I know the council's main job, being the fiscal body of the county, is to take care of numbers. And that's what I've been doing for the last 37 years, 23 years on the corner of 3rd and Main. Economic development and these people working together have brought GPC, Olan, MNC Tech, so many different things, which has helped for the betterment of this county. And where we would be without them would be hard to see, particularly what GPC is doing to our farmers. Also, they're not only the largest employer, but they are the largest property tax payer, more than $1 million than the next person, which is Purdue. Only I can tell you is I promise, if given the opportunity, I will be conservative, honest, I will worry about quality of life issues, and I thank you for your time and would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Next up, we have a change. Nathan Gabhart thought that he would be back, and there was kind of a mix-up on my part. And Mike Myers and I had some wires crossed, and he was able to work it out so that he could be here tonight. So the next speaker will be Mike Myers.
My name is Mike Myers. I represent District 3 on the County Council and have for the last 8 years. I'm running for re-election to give something back to the county that has given my family so much. I'm a sixth generation Davis Countyan. My family moved here well before the Civil War, and we've lived here ever since. Now, that may sound impressive, I just tell people, well, we don't get out a lot. But no, I am committed to this county. I've lived here all my life. My wife, Christine, is a teacher at Washington High School, and my sons, Ben and Alex, are seventh graders at Washington Junior High School. I work in the family farm and have for 25 years, so I have a lot of experience as a small businessman. I've also worked off and on full-time as a correspondent for the Washington Times Herald for the past, I guess, 17 years now. No, 18 years. Two things I'm really proudest of that we've done since I've been on the council. Last fall, we paid off the jail bond years early, saved the county thousands of dollars of interest, and saved the county thousands of dollars of payments, too. Now, I'd like to take credit for that because I'm running for re-election. I want to make myself look good. But you want to know the truth. The people who take credit for that are right here in this room, and people like you, people that live in Davis County, that work in Davis County, that have kept this county prosperous through some of the worst economic times any of us have ever seen, going back to the 2008 Great Recession. Okay, you're the ones that deserve credit for that. I was the one fortunate enough to be in office to be able to make that vote. At the same time, when we pay the jail off, we were able to end the special tax for the jail years early. So your taxes all went down this year, not only because of President Trump and Congress, but because of what we did on the county council last fall. Then, earlier this year, we agreed to fund a new county courthouse annex across the street from the current courthouse. That current courthouse is a great building. It's served this county well, and it will continue to serve us well. But it's almost 100 years old, and you can walk all through that courthouse and see examples of things that haven't been changed in 100 years almost. The doors are still the same. The locks are still the same. There's a lock that goes into the auditor's office that still sticks. That courthouse needs some work done onto it. But we were able to build an annex to fund an annex that will allow this county to grow, because if you saw a news report recently, we're one of the few rural counties in the state that's projected to grow in population. We're going to need that annex. We need it right now for space issues. We were able to do that without raising taxes, and in fact, we cut taxes at the same time. I would be willing to bet there's not another county in this state that could cut taxes and fund a million-dollar building like that at the same time. I'm proud of that. I've appreciated working on the county council and representing you for the last 8 years, and I welcome the opportunity to continue that service. Thank you very much.
Next, we have Troy Foose.
Thank you guys for coming this evening. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Troy Foose. I'm currently a deputy with the Davis County Sheriff's Office, and I am running for sheriff. I'm running for sheriff because I'm committed to service. I've been serving the public in this community all my life. Whether it's been in the restaurant industry, where I started as a wee young boy, to owning my own business, to being a volunteer fireman, to being a medical first responder, and to being a deputy sheriff. I currently hold 18 certifications pertaining to law enforcement, fire protection, and EMS. A few of those certifications that I have at the sheriff's office include being the primary instructor, being the close quarter combat instructor, being the taser instructor, being the less lethal instructor. I'm also the assistant team leader to our SWAT team, which we call SRU, which stands for Strategic Response Unit. I'm also a search and recovery and a rescue diver, just to name a few. This is not a 9-to-5 job. I know that. This profession requires 100% commitment. And I will tell you guys this, I am ready, I am qualified, I am experienced, and I'm committed to tackling the challenges ahead as your sheriff. If elected sheriff, I got a few changes and or additions that I would like to make within the sheriff's office, and you will notice the palm cards that were handed out to you guys. On the bottom of one of those sides is my platform that I want to focus on to help better our community. I want to focus on the drugs in our county by implementing a specialized drug unit that mainly focuses on getting the drugs, getting the drug money, and getting the guns off the street. I want to focus on the addiction that we have in our county by implementing an open door policy. The open door policy fosters a dialogue around the unique opportunity for the sheriff's office to take a direct action against the disease of drug addiction in our community. I want to focus on the education of our youth by implementing more programs related to drug abuse, drug awareness, drug addiction, bullying, peer pressure, good choices, good decision making, and being a leader within the youth. Also, I want to focus on the budget. I want to be a good steward of the taxpayers' money. I've applied for this position to be sheriff, just like many of you guys probably applied for your job, okay? It is up to you, the voter, to decide who you want to represent your county as the next sheriff. That's your guys' choice. I don't want to top off my career by being sheriff, but I would like to continue my career by being your guys' sheriff. I am who I am today because of my choices that I made yesterday, and I need your help in becoming who I need to be tomorrow by voting Foose for Sheriff May 8th. Thank you, guys.
Good morning again. I'm Dave Foster. If you just joined us, you're listening to Focus on the Community, and today's focus is audio from Monday night's Meet the Candidate Forum held at the Washington Eagles. It was recorded live. Now we will return to today's Focus on the Community.
Next candidate is Shane Lindauer.
Thank you, Samantha. Thank you. Thank you for the Davies Chamber of Commerce for sponsoring this event this evening, and thank you all for being here. I know there's other things you'd probably rather be doing this evening, but I believe that our form of government, a representative form of government, works best when people are engaged, when they're involved, and when they're active in their government. So thank you all for being here. Quickly, just a little bit of background about myself. I do live in Jasper with my wife of 18 years, Stacy. We have two sons. I am a former member of the Indiana Army National Guard, as well as a former county councilman with DuBois County. One thing that you know, you all, many of you here, I believe, are small business owners. I do as well have a background in small business. I have a chiropractic degree, so I was in chiropractic private practice for 3 years, and I'm currently a junior partner in a small business in Jasper. Small family business. It's an uncle and two aunts. So any of you that work in a family business know, maybe can sympathize with me. I don't know in a family business. But there are, you know, many blessings and some not so so much of a blessing at times with a family business. But the truth of the matter is, I wouldn't be standing here today without that flexibility of being in a family business. So. Started running for this office back in November, in August, prior to my predecessor, Mike Braun, prior to his moving on to try to seek a U.S. Senate, was caucused in November. Since that time, one kind of recurring question keeps coming up for me, which is, what animates you? What are you passionate about? What are you concerned about? And for me, it kind of comes back to three guiding principles. First, I guess it would be that government doesn't create wealth. Government can only take wealth from the taxpayer. And because of that fact, I believe that as elected representatives, we need to be extremely judicious, very mindful of how we're spending taxpayer money. I will always keep that in mind going forward as I seek to vote on legislation. Secondly, I believe that government it works best when it's as close to home as possible. Several of you here, county council, I believe our local school boards, our councils, city councils, our mayors, our commissioners, I believe that they are more responsive. They're able to affect change more quickly than we are at the state level. And so I believe that local control is generally better. And lastly, of those three principles, is I believe our government was instituted primarily to protect life, liberty, and property. Those three things, I believe, were government's primary duty by our founders. And I believe that certainly all three of those are vital, but the second two would not be possible without life. And so I'm passionately pro-life. I have been for some time. This issue literally came home for me 6 years and 3 years ago in the form of my two adopted sons. My wife and I thank God regularly that there were two birth moms that chose life. And so I will seek to, there are things we can do at the state level to affect a pro-life stance. So I take the opportunity seriously to be a public servant. I look forward to further discussion at our tables. Thank you.
The next candidate is Joe Lannon.
Hi, I am Joe Lannon, and I'm one of the candidates running on the Democratic ticket for the state representative here in District 63. I want to give you guys just a little bit of background about who I am and where I come from and why I chose to put my name on the ballot. I grew up south of Lagodi on the Martin Davis County line on my family's grain farm, and attended Lagodi High School, and then went and studied math and science education at the University of Evansville. And after graduating at U of E, I taught middle school math and science. One of my good friends said, "Why in the world would you want to get involved with politics with all the mudslinging and all the nastiness concerning that?" And I said, "Well, first of all, I want to represent my neighbors. And then number two, I taught middle school math, so I'm pretty sure there's nothing really more scary or harder to accomplish in the world than teaching middle school math." All joking aside, I really enjoyed my time teaching, but in 2012, my dad abruptly got sick with pancreatic cancer, and I had a calling to come back and take over the family business. So in 2012, I started running that grain farm there on the Martin Davis County line, and I've really enjoyed working the soil and caring for the land, and I've really found a calling in that. I missed part of the work I was doing in schools, so a few years ago, I started a small consulting firm focused mainly on writing grants and supporting our local community schools. And in fact, in 2017, I secured over $1 million in grant funding for schools right here in our surrounding counties. And I'm really proud of that work. But in doing that work, I started to become aware of a disconnect between the laws and the regulations and the expectations being set forward at our state level and the ability for our local and our public schools to kind of meet that bar. And I felt like at the exact same time that the bar was raising, we were losing supports in our schools. So that's really what got me interested in making a voice. And I thought, what can we do about that? So as I'm thinking about some of the issues facing our region, the access to rural broadband, the improvement of infrastructure, the fight on the drug epidemic, I think the answers really do lie within our communities. When I work with schools, I didn't always see schools improve when somebody at the top, a superintendent or an administrator, said, "This is what we're going to do, and this is what's going to happen." I saw the biggest change and the most improvement happen when groups of teachers banded together with a common cause. And I think that the same approach can be taken with our state government and our local governments. We have to find that common ground. We have to find those things that we're all passionate about. We all want to see our community be successful. We all want to see a better world for our kids. We all want to see strong schools. So how can we come together and cause that to happen? I don't believe that there's a silver bullet in any one candidate or in the state lawmaker, but I believe that silver bullet lies in the collective imaginations of folks like you who are gathered here with that common voice. So that's actually my campaign slogan, a common voice for common ground. So I'm asking that we all band together and try to approach some of these issues with our collective imaginations with the same goal, and I think that we can make a brighter future for our communities. Thank you for your time, and I'm excited to meet you all.
Now I'd like to invite up Kristen Miles.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Kristen Miles. I'm running for County Council District 2. You guys all have one of my palm cards on your table, so I think I'll skip the formalities and get right down to business. I'd like you all to know why I'm running for County Council. In short, it's because I'm concerned about our future. Another thing I needed to tell you guys is I've accomplished a lot in my life. I've not accomplished the ability to memorize a speech, so I had to bring my notes with me. Okay, I'm doing this because I see issues that need to be addressed. At this point in time, my generation should be stepping up to the plate to join local leadership, and it's just not happening. There's not a whole lot of interest there. That brings me to my next concern. What is our local leadership going to look like 10 years from now if we don't do something right now? I believe the county is at an important crossroads right now with I-69 development. I think we all need to come together and make decisions that will attract and retain new business, but will also be fiscally responsible for our taxpayers here. I want to see a thriving community of all ages working together to help each other. How can we attract high-performing, younger individuals to our area? I think we should start by electing one. Another area of concern for me is our children. I think when it comes to our children, we can do better. They are our future. Drugs are a huge problem here, as many of you have pointed out. I know that we have programs in place already to address that. I think we can do better. Ask any teacher. They're affecting our kids at home. If we need to reallocate more resources to get this done, I would be 100% on board with that. So many of our problems will be solved if we could get people off of drugs and back to work. I want Davies County to be known for quality of life, economic development, and opportunity for our young people. My last point is this. I love and embrace our small community. I think when it comes to electing the best candidate, we need to do our homework. We only have so many seats to fill. We must stay focused on electing the best and brightest. One thing is for sure, Davies County had a record turnout at the polls for Donald Trump. That tells me that at a local level, as well as a national level, people are getting tired of status quo. It's time for something new. It's time for the county to have a fresh perspective in local leadership. I've worked tirelessly to get to where I'm at today, and I'm excited for this opportunity to use my abilities to continue the county moving forward. I appreciate your support, and I would appreciate your vote on May 8th.
Next, we're skipping. Evidently, Dr. Moss was unable to make it tonight, so we will hear from Dan Myers.
Well, folks, let's start out with, anybody want to stand up with me? I've been sitting here this entire time, stand up, stretch your legs, because we're going to be sitting down for another hour after this. So let's go ahead and stretch out a second. First thing, I'm not the best speech giver in the world because I learned from the Army, okay? So whenever I do this sort of stuff, it's a little bit different. But a little bit of history about me, because I don't get out a whole lot. I'm kind of a homebody, so nobody really knows me, I guess. I spent about 8 years in the Army. I did 2 deployments overseas. I was infantry, so I did the combat stuff. Come back home, I did sheriff's deputy for a little bit. From there, I went on to work I went back to college. I wanted to be a Fed, so I wanted to be an ambassador. I worked for the State Department. But Edward Jones had been recruiting me, and my wife was supportive up until I passed the test where I was ready to get the job, and then she decided to throw a fit. She didn't move every 2 to 5 years. So I kind of got, you know, a little bit of pushback from the lovely wife. So I took the job from Edward Jones, okay? I'd been telling him no for like 6 months. I didn't know him for finances. I was the guy who was kind of like Mr. Fuse here, okay? I've got 20-some certifications because I was in college, and I was just tapping out them certs constantly, right? But that's not necessary for me now in my life, okay? So stick with him. He knows more about that sort of stuff. But from there, I went on to Edward Jones, and from Edward Jones, I went on to the bank, the German-American Bank, and I was a financial advisor. Okay, and I like money, I like numbers, it understands, it makes sense with me. And so I learned this stuff to build my business, okay? I'm now a real estate investor here in Davis County, okay? I've traveled around the world, I've invested in different places, and I keep coming back to Davis County on purpose. I love this place. I've worked on businesses elsewhere, I've bought houses elsewhere, I've done other stuff, and for some reason, Davis County is about the easiest one to get along with. They want to grow, they want us to be successful. And so because of this, I have done very well in Davis County, and I thank you guys for that to start off. But I want to give back where I can, okay? I retired out of 30, okay? I have not worked a day beyond going to telling people what to do when they're screwing something up. But I haven't worked a day in 4 or 5 years, okay? And this is all very much on purpose. Pareto's Law, we learned the 20-80 rule. I figured out what 20% is effective to get the job done. This other 80% is complete and total nonsense. It's a waste of people's time. And all they're trying to do is fill their own time with it. Okay? They try to feel important with that other 80%. So what I've learned, even at my age, is that I can simply cut out that 80% of nonsense. We focus on the 20% that is important, and we grow. And we grow exponentially. Okay? The county has done wonderful things. Everybody around here has done wonderful things. Only thing I'm suggesting is help me improve it. Okay? I am my age. I am successful for a reason. Okay, this is where I excel. And I will bring it to Davis County as the county council. I will help you improve Davis County. And let's get rid of all this regular stuff that we're so used to. Let's throw things in a bit of a mess, like Ms. Miles here said. And let's improve things. Let's change things up. I just need your vote. Thank you all very much.
I won't take up much of your time. My name's Amy Swain. I'm running for state representative for House District 62. So I'm not running against Joe or Shane, but I'd love to work with them in the state house. And House District 62 actually includes 4 precincts in Davis County. It includes Elmore 1 and 2 and Madison 2 and 3. So if you know anyone who are in those districts or those precincts, I'd love to talk with them. I'm not a candidate for sheriff. But I'm married to one. I'm actually married to the Monroe County Sheriff. We met when I was an EMT working for the local ambulance service. I've got a lot of experience that I want to put to work for the residents of the people that reside in those precincts here in Davis County. And I look forward to getting to know all of you too. And I'm excited to hear that you're ready for growth here in Washington. So more power to you. And if there's anything that I can do to help with that, I'd be glad to talk with you. Again, my name's Amy Swain, and thank you for your time. I'll let you get on with your evening.
This has been Focus on the Community on WAMW. Been audio recorded live from this past Monday in a Meet the Candidate forum held in Washington. I'm WAMW News Director Dave Foster. Today's program available on the web at WAMWAMFM.com. Just click on the show's page and then click on Focus on the Community. And tune in again next week for Focus on the Community about 8:35 on Saturday morning.